Good morning. This is Julie Cerrone. My husband Ethan and I have been asked to take the prayer call on behalf of Miss Billy. She today is at the Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference here in Fort Worth, Texas. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this morning on this very cold morning. We live in Fort Worth, and it's like, what's the temperature here? 12 degrees here today. And I also wanted to give a shout out to all those people I heard that signed in from Wisconsin. Ethan and I were born and raised in Wisconsin, so I'm sure that whatever we're experiencing here in the South is nothing like you guys have in the North. But I'm excited to pray with you today, and we're going to pray over Migdal and also over Miss Billy. But first, since I have Ethan here with me, and for those of you who don't know, Miss Billy has asked Ethan to build her Migdal Arbel project in Israel, and so I wanted him to give you an update on where things are at with that. So here's Ethan.
Good morning. Okay, so we have some good news. As you know, Miss Billy was talking about us putting it out in the paper because we've asked for a few variances. Our prayer tower is a little taller than code, and one of our buildings is a little closer to the property line than code requires, and our buses parking on the side of the property touch the street line, and they wanted our sidewalk to be a little wider than it, or our sidewalk isn't as wide as code requires. So there's some small things, nothing monumental that we had asked for, and they had asked us to put a public notice. It's the same as we do here in the U.S. in the paper. And as Miss Billy rightfully reported, we had no complaints. Unfortunately, 2 weeks after the deadline, we received an official complaint from an attorney from one of the citizens in Migdal. Mm-hmm. So we talked to our legal counsel. You know, if it's in the United States, of course, this is cut and dry. I mean, it was 2 weeks after the date. Sorry, it shouldn't even be recorded. Well, things are a little different in Israel, as you know. And our attorney has told us, it doesn't quite work that way. Yes, you got a complaint. Yes, it was after the deadline. But the Migdal Council is probably going to want to receive the complaint, basically discuss it in their meeting, and then decline it. That will be their MO, to go that route so that it can never flare up again. If they just say, sorry, you missed a deadline, we're not going to hear your complaint, it could turn into a fight, and they don't want that. So our legal counsel has advised us to go ahead and let the complaint be received, and that will happen next week. So we appreciate prayers over that. That the council has already indicated that a complaint of this nature, I mean, they've already approved these variances, but according to the law, they have to put it out for public complaint. They've already indicated that they'll rule on our side on something like this. That's number one. Number two, a praise report. We have received our letter from the Ministry of Tourism saying we love this property, and it looks it looks like it's going to be a wonderful tourist site here in Israel, and we've turned that into the council as well. That was I completely believe an answer to prayer. Ronnie was thinking that could take months because this is not an official process in Israel. It's something the council asked for that was really outside of we didn't even know what desk to go to receive this. But we were found favor at the Ministry of Tourism, and we've already received that letter. So we're believing that next week will be a monumental week for us, and we'll get kicked off, finally on this project with the approval to move forward with our building permit, meaning that now we can turn in our electrical and our mechanical and our plumbing and, you know, all of the categories that we need to get approved now for the building permit. And I turn it back over to Julie.
Okay, so I wanted you to have that update just to encourage you that, you know, there has been a movement forward, but also the thing I've just been pondering and praying since Billy texted me last week and asked me to take the call about how to pray for Migdal. And the thing that I kept coming back to and the thing that kept coming before me was the courts of heaven. And for some of you, that's like you don't know what I'm talking about, but for some of you, you know about this man. His name is Robert Henderson. He's written a couple of books on the courts of heaven. And actually, Chip Brim preaches on this and has, you know, I've heard him speak. I've heard him speak in person on it. And also, I think he's on YouTube talking about the courts of heaven and how God gave him this revelation as well. And so Robert Henderson, I was just listening to him the other day, and he was talking about there's three ways you can approach God. One is as father, one is as friend, and one is as judge. And, of course, these are all related to scriptures, which I'm not going to go into right now. But I just wanted to kind of expand your thinking, you know, that sometimes we go to prayer and we only approach God as Father. And not that that's wrong, but there's, you know, sometimes in prayer you have to work with where the Holy Spirit is leading you. And so sometimes in prayer we pray all in tongues. And sometimes we pray with our understanding. Sometimes there's travail and groanings that we don't even know, but the Spirit works within us. And sometimes there's praying and sometimes there's saying. And so today, I guess, I'm wanting to focus on praying over Migdal and approaching God as judge. I wanted to give you a couple of scriptures. One is, let me back up. One of the things that Robert Henderson said that got me thinking, that really just kind of, when I heard it, it stuck in my spirit, was he said, if you've been praying in accordance to God's will about something, and we know, let me just state that up front, we know that Migdal Arbel is God's will, and that he gave this project to Miss Billy, and that it's for a righteous, special purpose. And so what he said is, if you've been praying in accordance to God's will about something for a long time and haven't seen movement or victory, then most likely there's a legal issue in the heavenlies which is stopping you. Our adversary, it says in Revelation 12, 10 through 11, our adversary, the accuser of the brethren, who keeps bringing before our God charges against them day and night, has been cast out. And then the next verse goes on to say, how has he been cast out? They have overcome and conquered him by the means of the blood of the Lamb and the utterance of their testimony. So this is the first verse that I wanted to talk about in relationship to give you the picture that in the courts of heaven, where God sits as the righteous judge of the whole universe, we have an adversary, and he brings up every little just piddly argument, anything that he can throw out that can stop us from moving forward in our destiny, I believe, you know, he does. So today, my point in all of this is to answer that and to deal with that. One of the other verses that gives you this picture as God, the righteous judge of the whole universe, is in Luke 18. And it's the story. story of the unjust judge, and I'm just going to read it to you. It says, in a certain city there was a judge who neither reverenced and feared God nor respected and considered man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And it just occurred, I mean, I've read this verse over and over and over again, but it occurred to me this morning that Miss Billy is a widow. And she has been coming to the Lord over and over again and saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time he would not, but later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me, or assault me, or strangle me. Then the Lord said, listen to what this unjust judge says. And will not our just God, the righteous judge of the whole universe, defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. So I'm interested in approaching God today as the righteous judge of the whole universe on behalf of Miss Billy and on behalf of the Migdal Arbel Project. And just as a reminder, in that is, where's my verse? I'm going to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrowing and destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And, you know, I've heard Miss Billy talk, you know, various things we've prayed about. You know, she's the first one to say, walk in love, we wrestle not against people, but we do have an adversary. And the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. We don't need to go hire someone to beat up this guy on the council or to take natural warrior steps. What God has given us are these weapons. Our warfare is not of flesh and blood, but it's mighty before God for the overthrowing and destruction of strongholds. In the spirit, and this is something our Iva Bennett, our prayer minister here at Eagle Mountain International Church, teaches, in the spirit is a real place. This, the courts of heaven, is in a spiritual dimension. And so I want to start praying today, and I just wanted to give you that preview of kind of where we're going. And we'll start with our first of all scripture. First of all, then, I admonish and urge and petition that petitions, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. So today, Father, we lift up President Trump. We lift up him personally with his family and his children, and we lift him up, Lord, as the President of the United States. We ask, Lord, as deep calls to deep, Lord, that you would call to him in the inner man. Lord, that you would think through his mind, that you would speak through his vocal cords, Lord, and that you would have your way in him and in the Oval Office. I thank you, Lord, that he is your mouthpiece, and you strengthen him in the inner man. I thank you, Lord, that you surround him with godly and wise counsel, and you surround him, Lord, with your favor, with your presence, and that you give him your mind. Lord, the thoughts that he's thinking, he can differentiate what is of you and what is not. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he yields to your way and your plan. And it's for the good of him and his family and our nation. And we surround him with wisdom, with love, with faith. And we ask you, O God, that you would deal with his adversaries as well. And Lord, it occurs to me as I'm reading this verse, it says, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility. And Lord, that includes Miss Billy. And so, Father, even in this first of all scripture, we come according to your word and to your direction, and we pray, we offer up these prayers on behalf of Miss Billy, because she sits in an office, Lord, a prophet's office, teacher's office. Lord, and we ask you that you would equip her in every way that is necessary for her to complete the call of God that's on her life. Lord, I ask you to surround her with your grace, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you would give her boldness and utterance, and that she would always be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. And so today, Father, we take our seat of authority in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, every name that is named, every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. We've been raised up and seated at the right hand of Jesus and have been given joint seating with him, and we don't take this lightly. He is our head and we are his body. We take the authority and dominion that's been given to us to rule over our domain. Today our domain is the Migdal Arbel Project. And we approach you, O righteous judge of the whole universe, and we ask that you avenge Miss Billy Brim and this project of Migdal Arbel, of her and its adversaries, and that you would do it speedily in accordance to Luke 18:1-8. We stand in the gap today, Father, for this woman of God and this ministry. If there's any legal reason that the accuser has been using to stop this project, we dig up those things. We dig up those seeds and ask you for forgiveness, and we apply the shed blood of Jesus over them. We apply the blood of Jesus over things known and things unknown. We plead the blood of Jesus in Billy Brim's defense and in the defense of the Migdal Arbel Project and over everyone who has to do with it. And in accordance with 2 Corinthians 10:5, we refute arguments and reasoning and every proud and lofty thing that set itself up against the knowledge of God. We stop every accusation and plead the blood of Jesus, who covers this woman and this ministry and this project. We ask you, righteous judge of the whole universe, to move all adversaries out of her path and out of the path of Migdal Arbel, and to throw out all unanswered accusations, because they have been answered today by the blood of Jesus Christ. We humbly ask you, judge, the righteous judge of the whole universe, that you would move on Billy Brim's behalf and this project speedily. We thank you for being a God of righteousness, justice, and truth. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have access to you and to the heavenlies because of the blood of Jesus. And we apply it over this petition and over this prayer. And we thank you for the privilege of operating in the heavenlies with you, O God, in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus. Esobro koboste, ansavraba kapa eso, gila man sabroko, zibre iba takalabra, itsavro gilima anstotokepe, avro bo gilimbo un shikila manda debo, Avro bokole ba ande debro otsikipa. O rababa tsavraba katsava. O ro robro garavranzigi dembron zengele bantatai. O Lord, we thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. Avrabahatsavra, and nothing is hidden from you. Ibro babatsi kibrobobo dodo karabandale brobobotsika. O rembensi kila brabatsakala bro deveshtoteke. O brimben sikilaba at savra da dovra. Evoton shivre bokolabra abat sikea. O randan shikira brabot. So, Lord, we're asking you for a quantum leap for Migdal. Ora che parti chi ponda da dashta. O rababa safrapo kotsa. We speak to you, mountain of human obstacles. And we say, be thou removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ora bakatsi prototi. Amre kepa atitaya. O rababa tsikipo. O the favor of God surrounds this project. O Rabatsa, the favor of God. O Ras, the favor of God. O Ribisti Kilabatsavra, it makes even our enemies to be at peace with us. O Rabatsavra Bakasa, Lord, I ask you that this legal complaint that's been lodged against this project, Lord, would be removed, that they would withdraw it. O in the name of Jesus, O Rabakatsavra Kitapa. Oh, God, for your glory. Oh, God, for the sake of Miss Billy. Oh, God, for the sake of your people, Israel. We beseech you, O God. Lord, I thank you for your plans, your purposes and your pursuits where this is concerned. O rabakatsa vata kalabadi di gichta. O rababadi di broboboko rabiba atzi. O tatavashta konde bre itzivakata. O de didishta kite bahanda dodoshte. O Lord, O you hear these prayers offered up to you. O rabba ansikipo otikata. O Lord, we are one in unity before you today. O rabba batsavra bakatsi proboto. An savra kapha atsi broto. Ambra bati kala. Abrobo bokot savra baka. We bless Israel. O rabba katsavra ba. We bless Bibi Netanyahu, Lord. We bless the government there. O rabba batsavata kapha atsavoti kapha. O Lord, I lift up Avarabasta kata, these leaders of Israel who are coming to the National Prayer Breakfast next month in D.C. O rababatsavate kapatsitaka. O takabatsa kalabratati kapatsavoto. O rababatsakalabra abatsa. Lord, I thank you. O that they are received by our government and our State Department with honor. O tsavraba and tsavrapikata. Lord, I thank you that the United States is a sheep nation. O Lord, anybody that's in the path, that stands in the way of your plans and your purposes where Israel's concerned and the United States, oh, they have to go in Jesus' name. Move them out, Lord. We forgive them and we bless them, but move them out. Lord, we pray for Miss Billy's trip to D.C. to this National Prayer Breakfast. Oh God, we ask you for the fullness of your plan for her, the fullness of the scope of what you want to do through her and in her. O divine connections and divine appointments. O rababat sikibo dodosh tekila batateva. O rababat sakatav rababat sakola. O rabahasa, yeah, Lord, set her in her place. O to where Israel's concerned. O dobrobo kotsov, even more than she's seen heretofore. Abrakapatsa vatakala bati. O Lord, you said. O rabobos tekipataras. Oh, that you would abrab ha'atsa, o adabraba, tikibo onde, en so kore breki bhande doto goste, en zakarabraba, tikipo otebe, en so kore vrobo, en savraba batsta, at so vroboko. Lord, you said in Zechariah 4, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts. And I'll give you access and places to walk amongst those who stand here. So, Lord, we come to you with that scripture where Miss Billy's concerned. Because, Lord, we know she's walked with you and in your ways. And she's kept your charge even when it's been difficult. And so, God, we are asking you for the second half of that scripture for her. that you would give her charge of your courts, and you would give her access and places to walk amongst those who stand there, or those who stand in your courts and your that rule in your house in this nation, and those who rule in your house in Israel, in the government, but also in the Sanhedrin. Lord, who rule the rabbinical courts. Lord, we're asking you for this place, for Miss Billy. Lord, I have a knowing that she's seen it. She knows there's more. She knows there's a place that you've shown her, Lord, but we're asking that you open that door to her, this wide, effectual door of opportunity, Lord. You open it unto her. We bind up every adversary of Billy Brim, and we say you are bound and you will not operate on this woman, on her destiny, on her voice, or anything that has to do with her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her family, over each one, Lord, and over this ministry, and every person that's in service of Billy Brim Ministries or this Migdal Arbel Project. And we push back the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we say, devil, you get your hands off of Miss Billy, this project, and everybody that has to do with it in the name above every name. We have authority over you. We have the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, and we're not afraid to use it. And so we hold you back. We push back the boundaries that the enemy has tried to infringe on, and we say, oh no, no you don't. Be thou removed and cast into the sea in Jesus' name. We are the victorious church. We will complete this Migdal Arbel project. We will do what the Lord Jesus Christ has called us to do. Billy Brim will fulfill her destiny in this earth, and no devil in hell and nobody on this planet is going to stop her or us or it from happening in the name of Jesus. Eso proboco la baya, at sapra abi kelaboste, evrobo kot sabra abati kebeste, o rabati kebandi, o reke pa atzi ketoba shtebede, o toro robo kot sipra abatse. Ah, sabra basta kepo, Lord, I speak shalom over this prayer, over Miss Billy, over this project, and over each one on this call. Lord, I'm asking you for a tangible presence of your peace in each one, every person that's on this call, Lord. I'm putting you in remembrance of these seeds that they're sowing to you and to Israel. And I'm asking you for your blessings to be poured out on each one. Financial blessings, health blessings, peace blessings, opportunities, jobs. You know, Lord, what each one is holding before you. You know what each one has on their faith clothesline. And we're asking you, oh God, to look down today as these prayers come up before you as a sweet-smelling aroma. And we're asking you, Father, to cut a swath of our harvest. And we dispatch ministering spirits to go get it from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And to deliver it to your people today, Lord. We ask you to encourage these prayers. Lord, if there's anyone on this call who just feels like, I don't know. I don't know if God's listening. I don't know if this is working. Lord, I ask that you speak to each one right here and right now. And that you avenge us of our adversary today, speedily. We thank you and praise you, Father, that we are able to approach you in this way. And we bless you, O God. And we thank you for this opportunity and for this ministry. And we speak blessing over Miss Billy as she's at this minister's conference, Lord. And I thank you that you fill her to overflowing. In Jesus' name. So, I think we're done. I think we've accomplished today what the Lord had put on my heart to do. Lord, I apologize if it was heavy and weighty, but I just sense that sometimes this is the place we need to pray from. So I hope that you were encouraged and blessed, and that you join us next week, and that you keep Miss Billy lifted this week. When you think of her, that you would lift her up and pray for her and pray for the Migdal Project. And I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you for joining today. Amen and amen.